All right, we back. We back. Undrafted Opinions, man, with my co-host.
Man, what's up? It's all Michael, man. What's good? What's up?
Oh, we here. We here on this motherfucking hot day. It's hot today. Right after 415 day, it's hot. But yeah, man, it's jumping in, man. You know, it was the WNBA draft. We've been waiting.
Man.
We've been waiting to see what was going to shake out, man.
Yes, yeah. Now we know what the squash is looking like, so we can get some picks.
Let me give you a few things I was looking at in the draft.
How
I was
looking
to see who had on the prettiest dress.
Yeah.
Who nails looked at the best.
I'm sorry.
I'm just looking for a woman's woman at the draft, man. That's who catching my eye. Who got the prettiest dress? Who got the sexiest walk? Who got the most colorful hair? That's just the things that I'm looking at. You know what I mean?
And
I'm checking out your posture and your speech, how you talk to people. Are you going to sound like you crying and whining all the time? Are you going to sound like a motivator, like an innovator? How are you going to sound? Man, these are the women that are developing our future of basketball.
Yeah.
So we got a magnifying glass on them.
Yeah, yeah. So mostly what stood out, man, was, I'd say the best dressed of the draft was definitely Cameron Brink, man. You know, big girl out of Stanford, man, going to the Sparks, man.
Moving Cameron right down Brink was sexier than a motherfucker
Cameron
last
Brink,
night.
Bro.
Sexier than a motherfucker last night, man. Looking like
Hang
White
up.
Lightning, okay?
Hang it
she
up.
Was, man. Like, when you come, you know what I mean? And you wear a nice dress, you got to wear the dress with the split. You ain't got to be looking like Sexy Red wearing a bikini. But, you know, show off your assets.
Show something.
Show off your assets, man.
She's nice with it. Sick with it.
Very nice. It's a beautiful, nice white young lady.
Pretty girl. So, and then Kaylin was wearing Prada. She was decked out in all white with the sparkly on. Had the Prada.
I don't think I ever watched the WNBA draft before or paid attention like this. I might have skimmed through it and I might have seen it. But I don't remember nobody wearing Prada.
Nah.
Not. I mean, if put it like this, if they was wearing Prada, they bought the shit.
Right.
Prada brought her shit, and they made sure the whole world know that they sponsored her outfit. I said, man, she don't even know how to walk in heels. Okay.
She don't even know how to walk in heels. She a true hooper, but she had the things rocking yesterday. Last night though.
Prada did you well, girl. You was looking good.
Man, I was looking good.
I thought Caitlin was looking good, man.
Yeah, of course, man.
And she deserved that number one spot too, bro.
Yeah.
She earned that.
Yeah, number one overall.
I know a lot of the OGs was saying different things and they feel different things about this new regime and saying that, but I think what the OGs got to understand is that Caitlin done ganked a new genre of fans for the WNBA. Like, it's a lot of men that's rooting for her. I don't remember a lot of men rooting for Cheryl Swoops and Maya Moore and them. Y'all had the women community. Caitlin Clark, double C, she got a lot of male fans, bro.
She got a lot of male fans, bro.
A whole lot.
She bringing them with her to the WNBA.
It's the attitude. It's the aggression. It's how she carry herself. You know what I mean? Like, We respect it.
She's a good ass player too. She's a record breaker, man. Top scorer in the collegiate game.
She's a sniper.
She deserves it. She's a sniper.
That's what Flagey called her. Flagey says she's a sniper.
Straight sniper. Take you out from distance, from deep.
I mean, she deserves it. She deserves everything she got. And she has all of her teammates there with her. You know what I mean? So she ain't hogging the spotlight or none of that, bro.
Yeah.
Praise Double C. Give her a respect, bro.
Jersey already sold out. You were saying that.
Jersey's already sold out in Indiana. A jersey ain't sold out in Indiana since Reggie Miller.
Since Miller.
They ain't sold out.
Double C
is bringing some different shit, bro. She bringing some different shit.
The league already getting paid, already balling, already getting money off of her.
But jumping into her, like, with all of this, because you seen the contract yesterday, what it was like, $777,000 or $791,000. Like, I was telling you, I said, man, I feel like she should have took the five from Cube.
I agree with that, yes.
I mean, you could have, because like I said, the big three is not every day. It's every weekend. It's one game a weekend. One game a weekend for 8 weeks. I feel like you could have did that for the five piece.
5 M's.
You could have did that for the five piece. I mean, I know endorsements and all of that shit is going to be cool, but You playing on that court is not finna get you no M's. It's not finna get you no M's. You could have put that five in your pocket. But at the end of the day, I guess you pushing the needle. It ain't about the money. It's about elevating the women's game.
Yeah, man. It's about the exposure now. She have a different role to play. You know what I'm saying?
I get it, but and then also too, maybe
like you said, she really expanding the WNBA. She's gonna expand the league, and that's what it's about. Wherever you put her, she gonna triple that league up.
I do agree though that she shouldn't be a part of the Big Three if she's not gonna receive no revenue off the sales. Cause it's gonna be so many people watching that just because of her.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's gonna go from like 70% profit to like over 110% profit.
Yeah, yeah. She gonna bring the people behind her, bro.
It's so many people in the summer that love summer basketball that's gonna be locked in just to watch her play Big Three.
Yeah. And have it be co-ed too. That's gonna see. You gonna watch just to see if she go how she gonna do against men.
So at the end of the deal, if she ain't getting like 15 or 20, fuck that five.
No, yeah, it's still a low ball. Even the 5 million is low ball. The 700 is a low ball too. But
with that being said,
it's bigger than that.
With that being said, do you think if Q push for another player to come, is it gonna have the same impact?
Yes, because like guys will watch just to see how she gonna do, how the female player would do against the men player.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they're gonna watch for anyway. First, you know what I mean. If they are a fan of her, or if they like her game, if they follow the player, that's gonna be like secondary. That's gonna take a back seat to anybody, everybody. The casual fan is gonna look and see, okay, this is a female, a chick, a woman going against dudes right now. We don't see how they look in a professional setting. We haven't seen that, so that's what they're gonna tune in for. So it could work. It might be nice. It ain't gonna generate as much as having CeCe out there. You know what I'm saying? CeCe would have had it caked out, sold out, but you gonna definitely get a boost by bringing in a top woman baller. Yeah.
How do you think she's gonna fare against that defense that's way stronger than what she just went through in South Carolina? I'm saying because a WNBA player. Like, somebody going to be slapping the ground.
Man.
Somebody going to be slapping the ground. You know what I'm talking about? Daring you to cross over, daring you to go left, daring you to shoot. Man. So I'm saying, like, is that going to cross over to the NBA, that confidence and that, you know, waving people off and the arrogance? Is that going to take away from her star status of the game if she can't do all of that?
Yeah, what will happen is, like, you know, with anybody's thinking, she's going to have a little struggle coming in. They're going to say, rookie season. It's just a rook. Okay, let's see. You know what I'm saying? We expected this. It's going to be a little curse. She's going to have to get adjusted to the game. She's a rookie, so we're going to go through the little bumps and bruises, right? But even during that, you can look and tell if she's going to make it or not, if she's going to ball out or not. Even in between, during the rookie season, she should have some type of flash, some type of success somewhere, some kind of way, do something positive. Not just be out there all bad, getting picked and ran through, breaking up. No.
When you think about it, nigga, Kobe, nigga, was airballing when he was a rookie.
Exactly.
And LeBron, nigga, he was good in Cleveland, but they was weak as fuck.
Right, taking the L.
So, and even you want to go motherfucking Jordan. When Jordan first came to the Bulls, nigga, they was canned as fuck. Jordan was doing this 1-2.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then you go to Curry. Curry, nigga, ankles was fucked up. Monte was in front of him. So, you know, she going to go through her shit. She definitely going to have to earn that star status in the league. She going to have to earn that for sure.
Yes, because she going up against stars. It's already established.
But the way she move and shit, I feel like she built for it a little bit.
Yeah, because to have confidence and shit going to stay there. She going to keep that because that's just going to be her. And she going to try to bring that. You know, that's who I am. I'm going to come in. I'm going to do my thing. Or I'm going to just come in and rip shit up. But if she don't, she's still going to have to want to keep that because that's who she is. That's a part of her. She ain't going to want to just change and switch up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and be like, oh, they broke me, so now I got to change who I am. She not going to, I don't expect her to do that. But you know.
And don't forget about Angel and Angel and Cardoso. They on the same team.
Yeah.
Twin Towers. Is that gonna be like Duncan and Robinson and Shaitan? Is that gonna be what that's gonna be?
The Twin Towers, man. And look,
in an interview, they already said ain't nobody getting no rebounds.
No,
unless.
No boards. They finna lock in. Yeah. Oh man, it's gonna look nice, man. It's gonna look nice. It should. But the Sparks looking good too. They had a nice drive too on low because they got Green and they got Johnson Rakia. So that's
good right there. I think the WNBA was definitely studying the players. They was definitely studying the players, seeing where they was going to fit. But do you think Angel should have went 7? Was that a good spot for her? Or did she get robbed a little bit?
Because. It kind of worked out. Maybe could have went, I don't know, 4th or 5th. But the squad's kind of drafted what they wanted, what they needed.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Shai was like, okay, we'll take her. Because she's the best player available at 7. And she can go with our big. They're not, like, 2 6'6", 6'5", 6'7".
Cardoza going to play the center.
2 6'3".
Cardoza going to play the center. Angel going to play the power forward.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It could work. They can mix it up. You know, like
what's her name? Ain't over there no more. Deladonna?
No, I think she out. But man, overall it was cool, bro. It was a nice
little drive. Angel Reese was looking sexy. I liked that she was real sexy. Who else was looking cool? I liked it, Paige. Paige had her little suit on.
Ooh.
Little white suit. You know what I mean? Looking real dapper. It was a few nice little vibes in there.
Standout.
Everybody looked good. Congratulations to everybody who was drafted. You know, Don and Kim was there to root their people on. So it was a good look, man.
For sure.
A nice step forward for the WNBA. But moving on, you know, it's the play-in, man. My team, the Lakers, man, we looking like we getting it together. We sputtering like an old school car, you know what I mean? That needs some oil. You know what I mean? LeBron cannot carry us the whole motherfucking time. I'm just speaking from a Warrior. I mean, from a Lakers fan, man. You know what I mean? It's AD, stop getting hurt, man. I'm tired of you getting hurt, man. Niggas could blow on you. And you injured. Like, come on, bro, no. We need you to be the bionic man. We need you to be the bubble AD. That's what we need. The bubble AD. That's who I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for the bubble AD.
He still got the potential in him, right? He still could do that. He still could break out and have one. Going on for you.
Yeah, but you got a problem now. You got Zion and you got Brandon Ingram. Them is two big niggas. They got a chemistry. They both play for Duke. They know how to play off each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's a whole chemistry you got to deal with. So it's like, man, like.
That's a good talent. That's a solid talent, man. They finally got it together. So this is what the Pelicans could be. What they was thinking, man.
CJ going to have to step it up. You know what I mean? This is y'all post you and Dame. This is y'all post Portland shit. This time for y'all to do y'all Dougie. If y'all can't do this on a good team, then y'all never was shit then, right? Man, so. And then we got the motherfucking Warriors. The Warriors playing the Kings, man.
Once again.
The matchup of the series is going to be Sabonis against whoever the fuck could guard him. I want to just say Draymond, but Draymond...
He going to get too high.
Draymond ain't just a factor no more. And let me put this on your mind. Sabonis ain't scared of all of that weird shit that you do. Sabonis ain't scared of that, bro.
No. He rushing.
He rushing. He not scared of none of that dumb shit that you going to... Try to slap him, try to post him, and he ain't scared of none of that. Sabonis is a boy. Now, Fox, he's kind of iffy. Sometimes he owns, sometimes he not. But they got a lot of little backup role players that's real good. And they know how to chemistrate with the offense, though. It ain't like they coming in shooting or doing hella shit off the bench. They got a good chemistry over there. And Monk is all their energy off the bench. Monk come off the bench with hella energy. So, yeah, man, we going to see what's going on. The play-in is serious right now. It's serious. In the East, they saying Trey, like, finna light shit up. Ooh. That's what they saying. But they saying Trey is the star. But they saying in this series, these two play-ins, watch for DeJounte Murray. See what he going to do. Because this is his time to step up, because they've been talking about getting rid of him. They've been talking about he ain't really a factor on the team. What do he do to make the team win? This is going to be time to show up. Yeah. Either you're going to let Trey go for 40, or y'all both going to go for 25 and 10.
Man, this is where you would show up, bro. This is where you would make your name, bro. You got a real chance to tomorrow to make a kill.
And
bro.
Trey really got to show something. Trey, you the one that got Nate McMillan fired, nigga.
Yeah, come on, I
couldn't believe that, man. Nate McMillan was a great coach. But, right. I mean, you know, if the star player don't want him, he got to go.
All right. So, then what is it, Philly and Miami and the other players?
I never want to go against Jimmy B. I never want to go against him. But this series is going to prove to me if he's still that boy. If he's still that boy that led the team all the way to the finals, that blew past the whole Eastern Conference. Is he still that boy? Without shooting three-pointers, just driving to the bucket. Everybody know you finna drive to the bucket. Everybody know what you finna do. Bully back a nigga down. Like, is that still gonna be relevant today when everybody know you finna do that? Because he been doing that. That's been his game.
You just gotta make the shots. You gotta make it now. You gotta make the shots, man.
Yeah, but just if they doubling up on him, he gotta pass it.
Back to back.
If they doubling up on him, he gotta pass
right.
it. So I'm saying
is Bam gonna be there?
Yeah.
Well, Bam gonna do double-double.
They don't got that other nigga that played for the Lakers, the little point guard nigga, the light-skinned dude. They don't got him. So they got Tyler Hero, and they got – who's that other dude they got bringing up, the point guard dude? I don't even know who he is. But whoever that is, he bringing it up. And they got to get it to Bam, dude. They got to get it to Bam. Bam needs at least be having to have a 25 a game. I know Jim is the man, but for them to do anything, Bam needs to get his money up.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And then at the end of it, too, it's like Damon. And what is Damon them going to do?
Oh, man, the Bucks.
What is Damon them going to do? I was just watching First Take the other day, and they said, how could you put Dame so high up on the talent ladder when Dame ain't never made nobody good? He didn't make CJ good. He didn't make nobody. Who have he ever made good?
Nobody. But he played with some nice guys. I mean, I don't know if he made
played with
good.
Some okay dudes. We ain't gonna say
made
nice.
Better,
okay.
But he been on teams that made the playoffs, so
and yeah, like overall. But you gotta think with niggas player, like Allen Crabb and them niggas like that, niggas was kinda canned, bruh. They was kinda canned. Them ain't stars. They never really the sportscaster that was saying that shit, they was a little confused because he ain't never really played with no stars. Mm. He ain't played with nobody that was better than him for him to even learn or even try to give somebody his game. Everybody that he done played with been pretty much mediocre.
Yeah.
I mean, who, like LaMarcus Aldridge or something like that? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's been – that's why he wanted to get the fuck out of Portland. It was rough. But now we moving over to this. Now, is Dame going to be able to – play the same and be that same killer with it being Adekunpo team? It's Adekunpo team. Everything go through him.
Yeah.
So Dame is kind of like, you know, that shooting guard.
We've seen what it's looking like so far. We have one season of it. So
I'm confused, though. Because the coach, though, had the great-ass record they was winning.
Yes.
And now, Doc, nigga, they've been kind of sliding a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, Doc, you are not a good coach no more, bro. They just brought you in for damage control. You ain't
so
really
maybe,
out there doing
nothing. Just to finish the season, you better be back. They're going to go in a different direction off season, perhaps.
I don't know, but you ain't the answer,
if they take an early exit, man.
You ain't the answer. I like the way Middleton was playing before Doc came to the team. I feel like Middleton playing a little timid now. That's how it seemed to me. Right. Middleton need to be a shooter. He a sniper. That's what he need to do. He playing a little timid, that Doc over there, man. Doc over there calling the shots. It ain't looking that great, man. It ain't looking that great. And Adekunpo, he going to regret that decision, though. He going to regret that decision getting rid of the coach. Because Adrian Griffin, bro, they was winning. He was an all-star coach. Like, what do you mean?
It's crazy.
They
was killing, man. They was doing their thing, but for some reason, they was just losing tough games, bro, and couldn't take it no more, man.
Man. And then the West. Okay, the West at the top. Like, what kind of shit is this with this three-way tie for number one? That shit was crazy.
That shit was
tough, still, man. Ain't they got like one game left?
No.
Everything start today.
Yeah,
it starts. But that
playing tonight, yeah.
That shit was crazy, though, bro. That shit was crazy. I didn't know what was going on, but.
Shit, Thunder got the one seed.
Showed me a lot about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, though.
Man.
And you know what? I'm a believer. I didn't think Chet was that good.
Right.
I didn't think Chet was that good. Maybe because they came in on TV. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I didn't think Chet was that good. And the little molester nigga Giddy ain't bad either. Man. So I'm saying that the Thunder is something to be fucked with, bro.
Yeah.
The Thunder is something to be fucked with.
They kept it up the whole year, bro.
Yeah. And they've been, man, Shai is nice. And you know what else I like about Shai is he got like a slow game.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
He letting the game come to him. You know what I mean? It's real smooth. You know what I mean? He ain't talking shit. He just out there just doing his 1-2. I like it, man. I think the Thunder really need to be. People need to be scared of the Thunder. They need to be scared of the Thunder. And then, you know, Jokic always going to do his 1-2. As long as he got Murray over there, Jokic going to do his 1-2 all the time. Sometimes he struggle without Murray because, you know, them big niggas kind of key in on him on the inside, kind of crowd him up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But if Murray open, man, Jokic can shoot threes. He is all the shit, bro. All the shit. So, the Nuggets, they looking good. But the biggest question mark is the Clippers. They finished right in the middle.
Yeah.
They finished right in the middle. But is this L.A. chemistry vibe that they go going with Paul, Kawhi, and James, is that really going to work?
Is that mix going to work, man? It looked like it was cool, but we'll see, man. Kawhi been out for a little bit.
He always fucking out. Damn.
So that's why he made it. Now they have Kitchy with Westbrook, Harden, and your boy, Westbrook, Harden, and George. So that's who they're coming with now. So they got the ability to do that.
Man, Paul George, I need you to step up. You ain't been shit since Indiana. You was weak as fuck for OKC. Now you on the Clippers, but you at home. But I need you to step up. It's niggas that was in the draft last year that was calling you their GOAT, okay? Anybody that call you their GOAT, nigga, you need to step it up, man. Don't be Dominique Wilkins.
Gotta get
I don't want you to be Dominique Wilkins, man. Come on, man. We need you to turn it up.
They got the Suns or something, right? They got the Suns. Who they got? Dallas? No, I think they got Dallas. They might have Dallas.
And that's scary.
Dallas is...
That's scary because what's his name? They done... Kyrie and Luka done found their Batman and Robin vibe. They found their Batman and Robin vibe. Luka like, I'ma just sit back, you know what I mean? When you want to take off, nigga, I'ma light it up. And Kyrie like, nigga, I'ma energize your bunny. I'ma just let me go. Tell niggas to rebound.
Yeah.
Let me go.
Man, I got Luka. I think Luka, I got him for MVP, bro. Doncic for MVP, bro. Luka got my vote for it, man.
I want to give it to him. But the shit Shai done did is amazing, bro.
Yeah.
Shai done did is amazing. That's true. He doing shit that Westbrook couldn't do, James Harden couldn't do, motherfucking Paul George couldn't do, Kevin Durant couldn't do. Yep. Thunder ain't never looked this good, nigga, since they was the Supersonics. They ain't never looked this good. Thunder is looking amazing. I might get a Thunder jersey. They're looking amazing right now with a lot of role players, too.
Right.
A lot of role players.
They got your boy, young Dort out there, too. Dort could be bouncing. What about Minnesota?
I like Minnesota, but Cat got to get healthy. Cat got to get healthy, bro. They not
–
Edwards can't do it by himself. He can't do it all by himself. They might be able to beat whoever they play in the first round, but they going to need Cat throughout the playoffs. They going to need him. Like, for real, need him. Conley is cool, though. They got Conley. Conley is cool.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But he just a game manager. We need some dogs. Need some dogs. And then last but not least, man, let's just, you know, give it up to LeBron at this 38 playing out his mind like this. Bro, this shit is it's amazing to watch. And like I said, I've been a Jordan fan. My dad been a Jordan fan. We've been watching Jordan our whole career, bro. Jordan was not doing this at 38. He was not doing this. I'm talking about like
No chance.
Like,
no
like, shit. Like, he talking shit to the young players, giving them gas, giving them smoke. You know what I'm talking about? Coming to the sideline, looking at them and all this shit. Like, this is all competitive camaraderie. Now, I'm saying, I ain't saying Jordan wasn't doing that, but he wasn't doing it like this, though. He wasn't doing it like this. Jordan was not jumping out the gym at 38. Man. You seen that shit he did? You seen, hold on, did you see that shit he did the other day? Who dude still doing it at 38? You think Paul Pierce and them niggas could do that? Hell motherfucker, no. He rocked it. I said, bro, that's the shit from the video game, that shit. That's crazy to me he's doing that at 30 fucking 8 years old. That means, Bronny, step it up, Bronny. Wow. Step it up. Wow. Step it up, Bronny.
Wow, man. Just do a little bit of that.
And that's half of that. 25% of that. A little bit. Okay?
Steady. You have a good long run of the league, man.
Yeah, man. But, man, tune in next week, man. We're going to be here for all your playoff insight. We're going to watch every single game and tell you who ankles got broke, who defense was looking a little bit shaky, and who need to turn it up. That's what this playoff's going to be about. You turning up, man. Turning up, man. Watch your motherfucking ankles. Undrafted opinions, man. We here. We ain't going nowhere.